Good show. I definitely give that thing like an 8. Well, Short Match is the book, the show bookend, and it's really, it started hot and it ended fucking white hot. Maybe red hot, maybe white hot's a little, not much. But it started hot, ended really hot. The stuff in the middle, the matches, the wrestling, you know, SmackDown is just usually better about that. Now, I'd like to see one of those matches, preferably Festus and What's-His-Face and Kozlov, go, you know, in 12 minutes. You know, you don't need that diva junk. The belt's not even on the line. Maybe it should be now. Maybe that'll be a dark match. I don't know. And now they wouldn't do that for a dark match, but neither woman's belt is on the... Oh, no, yeah, they got that tag match.
Let me ask you this question. Is your beef with, more along the lines that the long match was in the wrong place on the show? Because I guess they do that all the time.
No. I mean,
they only had really one long
match. Right. They've been doing it, and they want to move it around the card because it has been, like I said, like I said last week about maybe you don't want to do that every week, but if you're going to have four or five other matches that none of them go, you know, that are a combined, 20 minutes.
Talking about the match itself.
But if you can move it around in the show so it's not seeming that that's always that middle main event, because that's usually where it is, at 9 o'clock or the 9 o'clock hour, you know, that's when that match is usually in progress. So to open the show with it, because it's never the main event, rarely is it, or at least especially lately, in the past 2 months, that long match been the main event. It's always been, it was Umaga Kennedy in the middle of the card, you know, Kennedy Benjamin, Hardy Benjamin twice, and then this time it just opened the match. And I thought, because of the way the rest of the show was, you probably want to book in the show with your two best, you know, because say they open with that women's thing, and then they save, and then they have Festus in them at the 9 o'clock match, and then they save, or they have Festus somehow earlier in the first hour, and then Hardy Benjamin is in the middle of the show, or the wrestling main event, actually, in the spot Festus Kozlov was in at like 9:30, and went till 9:45, and then they do the Edge stuff, Edge last segment, the last 15 or 20 minutes. It would have, if they did it that way, the first hour and 20 minutes of the show is a lot of, it's all 4-minute matches and backstage stuff. So I think just when you have everything out and you're scheduling out what's going to go where, and you see the kind of show that's written, you want to probably, and it's the go home show, you know, you want to probably book it. I thought that was a good idea to book in. You know, when you're looking back, when you're looking at it on paper, probably the best thing to do to book in the show. With your best match, and then your hot angle. You know, to sell the pay-per-view. That has to be last. You know. So then make the opening match. Make the first 15 minutes of the show. Because more people are going to stick around after that. Even if the next three matches are terrible, it's still, I don't know, I'm getting psychology of television viewers, which I know nothing about besides what I think, so get into that. But overall, just those two things alone, I give the show an 8. And I will, 7.5 at worst.
Yeah, I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
That's definitely appropriate. Good stuff. Edge is money. That's going to sell some pay-per-views. Can't wait till a few months later when you get the numbers on it. See how. And it'll be just another notch, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, or, you know, just another thing for Edge, another footnote on his resume. So, that was, like I said before, it's not going to do Hogan Michaels buys at that, because it's just Hogan. He just gets people that don't buy pay-per-views to buy pay-per-views. You know, not going to do damn near half a million buys with this SummerSlam. Or 350, I think they did 350, almost 400,000 buys with that Hogan Michaels one. They'll do over 300,000, I think. But that's months down the line when we get those numbers. But this is going to do some business, and I can't wait till Sunday. Even the rest of the card is definitely solid. It was even somebody, I think, on the message board asked if the, well, it might have been an article on the main page asking if the card was too stacked, too loaded. Like, yeah, I don't think so. Not for a SummerSlam. So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, dude.
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up, brother.
Good show. SmackDown did its thing. Edge did its thing. We're pushing an hour. Let's get out of here. We'll see y'all next week. ECW recap Tuesday night. Keep on listening. Tell us what you think. We out.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.